You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Thursday, July 2nd. I'm Matt Klein, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 56%. That's the share of American consumers who say they plan to spend less in the next 90 days compared with last year, according to a survey conducted by S&P Global Market Intelligence. Just 14% plan to spend more. That's somewhat better than earlier in the year, but still extreme. Last year, about 30% of consumers in the same survey consistently expected to spend more, while only 20% consistently expected to spend less. Consumers' reluctance to spend is understandable given the physical limits imposed by COVID-19. But it also means that a full economic recovery will take a long time to achieve, with workers and businesses in many sectors forced to wait until the virus is eradicated. The next number up is $2,013. That's the average credit limit of new credit cards issued between April 15th and May 15th. The average credit card limit is up slightly from March 15th through April 15th, when it was $1,948. New credit cards issued between mid-March and mid-May last year had an average credit limit of just over $3,000. The typical new card offers about 35% less credit than it did last year. Overall credit card originations were down about 70% compared with the same period last year. The combined effect is a sharp tightening of credit card supply. No wonder that the total value of credit card balances owed to banks has dropped 12% since the beginning of March. Our last number is 11%. That's how much spending on construction for hospitals and other healthcare facilities in the U.S. has dropped since February, according to new data from the Census Bureau. It's the steepest decline on record, and is all the more remarkable because it occurred in the middle of a pandemic where hospitals have run out of space for patients. Healthcare construction spending fell almost 30% between the end of 2008 and the beginning of 2010. Overall, private non-residential construction spending was 6% lower in May than in February. Most categories of construction had been falling before the pandemic, most notably manufacturing, offices, hotels, education, and transportation. Given that backdrop, the construction sector has held up quite well compared with the rest of the economy. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Thursday, July 2nd. I'm Matt Klein, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know on Monday. Have a nice 4th of July weekend.